Don will now introduce a seasonal news selection.
As it is midsummer, it's no surprise to find travel and the outdoors prominent in the news. Flying in and out of Norwich has been problematic for many. Some passengers with TUI have had to wait 24 hours for their flights, and the airline is unable to confirm when the chaos will end. Passengers from Aberdeen to Norwich on a Loganair flight kept calm when their pilot had to take evasive action because he saw there was a small plane on the runway where he was about to land. For those staying closer to home on the Norfolk Broads, dogs will be issued with life jackets. Don't tell us if you think this idea is barking mad. The River Wensum may need tighter speed rules to protect wildlife, and people enjoying walks along the river have been shocked by the amount of rubbish there. Here's Alison with the first of our holiday stories.
What should be the highlight of many people's year has turned into a living nightmare as chaos continues at Norwich Airport. Droves of TUI flights have been delayed in recent weeks, with some passengers now being delayed by more than 24 hours. A spokeswoman for the airline said operational disruption is a broad industry issue. On Tuesday alone, the 12:15 p.m. TUI flight from Palma, Mallorca to Norwich was diverted via Doncaster. Meanwhile, the 1:40 p.m. departure to Heraklion was estimated to depart at 10 p.m. at the earliest on the same day. Passengers on the Mallorca flight were not informed about being transferred to Doncaster until they were on the plane. Thorpe St Andrew County Councillor Ian Mackey, who was among them, said, "This follows a pattern of serious disruption to TUI flights. I heard many saying they would not use Norwich Airport again. I fear that's the biggest loser in this disruption. Better contingency plans need to be put in place quickly." Following pressure from this newspaper, TUI has admitted its operational issues are due to staff shortages. When asked what it's doing to rectify the situation, TUI's managing director Andrew Flintham said there are 5 extra planes on standby. But when pressed over when city customers could expect an end to the chaos, the airline came up empty-handed. Instead, it pledged to improve communication and thanked customers for their patience.
A quick-thinking pilot had to divert disaster when landing in Norwich with a plane full of startled passengers after an aircraft was left on the runway. The 5:55 p.m. flight from Aberdeen experienced a near miss when attempting to land at around 7:50 p.m. on Friday. As the plane came to the final approach, the pilot was suddenly forced into evasive action to get the Loganair flight back into the air as the wheels were retracted. The pilot told passengers aboard that a Cessna aircraft was in the way of the landing, so the plane performed a circuit before finally touching down in Norwich around 8:05 p.m. A spokesman for Loganair said, "Occasionally, pilots have to perform what is termed a go-around, according to standard airline operating procedures. This procedure is something our pilots are trained to do as a matter of routine. The safety of our customers and crew is of utmost importance to us."
With summer temperatures breaking all records, the Wensum has become a popular spot for paddleboarding, kayaking, swimming and day boating. But what does this rise in traffic on the water mean for the wildlife who call the beautiful river home? Kevin Murphy from city centre-based Norfolk Wildlife Rescue believes action is needed as the river becomes more crowded. He said the speed limits in the area are rarely adhered to, which causes so many issues for the wildlife. The riverbank is also being eroded as day boats speed through, washing it away. He's urging people to slow down to protect the creatures. Earlier this month, he had to rescue an otter which had been hit by a boat.
Life jackets for dogs. Dogs going on a cruise on the Broads will be offered life jackets following concerns from visitors about the safety of their pets on the water. The Museum of the Broads, based at Stalham, will provide canine safety equipment for boat trips cruises on the River Ant. A spokesman for the museum said it realises the importance of safety on its boat trips and everyone on board wears a life jacket. This is everyone who is human. Now life jackets will also provide for our four-legged friends as well. There's been a great deal of publicity about safety on the Broads recently, and the museum is maybe one of the only organisations offering life jackets on its boats. And the spokesperson said the initiative comes after a family lost their dog when it drowned after falling into the water at Sutton Staithe in April.
People enjoying a walk along the river say their journeys have been ruined by finding the banks of the Wensum covered in rubbish. It comes amid a spate of fly-tipping across the city, with many beauty spots being impacted. Now, even those who clear up these areas in their free time are at a loss of how to help. A spokesman for Broadland District Council said, "The council works with its communities and in the district every day to keep our public spaces looking neat, clean and tidy." The annual South Norfolk Big Litter Pick has just come to an end, and 37 litter picks took place.